السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah ya Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 27th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1444. We present to you our report back. The title is Our Trip to Wits University. Alhamdulillah, in the morning the program is picking up momentum. More and more Muslims and non-Muslims are listening. From the feedback we can make out, Alhamdulillah, Allah Jalla Wala accept us for humanity throughout the world. Daily read 2 rakat salat and say, Allahumma ij'alni min al maqbulin. Ya Allah, make me from your accepted servants. And better to read for ourselves, our family and everybody, Allahumma ij'alna min al maqbulin, al muwaffaqin, al maqbulin, ya Rabb al alamin. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq. Allahumma ij'alna min al muwaffaqin, al maqbulin. So in that way, make us accepted also. And then the tafsir is going well, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Last week we concluded Surah Qiyamah, and today we started Surah Dahr, chapter number 76 of the Noble Quran. And thereafter, remember that we go on with the archives, so there already we're busy with Surah Swad now. And thereafter, the Q&A with Allah Ta'ala's help is still our flagship program. And every day we inundated with questions from all parts of the world. And that is only hadha min fadli rabbi. It's not we. It's only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam said, hadha min fadli rabbi. Zulqarnain said, hadha rahmatu min rabbi. So we must follow in their footsteps. Ulaika alladhina hadallah. So that is what the Quran Sharif is teaching us. So we thank, mashallah, Sirius FM, our brother Faisal Asmal, brother Yusuf Asmal, all the directors of Radio Al Ansar International. Mashallah, they both on FM, so more and more people can listen, whether they're at home, whether they're at work, whilst they are traveling. So all again, how can we thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala enough for all his recurring bounties and favors upon us. Then Tuesday, mashallah, was the bliss of marriage, so that also has become very, very intensive. I see more and more people are tuning in. Our aim is to make the home, not to break the home. وَسُلْحُ خَيْرُ جُورْنَا نَكَتُورْنَا. We have to make the home. So many a time, if you just speak to both parties and there are children involved, so the children should be a means for them to reconcile and not for them to get, you understand, divorced and so forth. And thereafter, mashallah, that Tuesday night we have tafsir. So last week, mashallah, we discussed about issues regarding Rabiul Awwal and all this. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ Illa Rasul. That was the ayat I chose. What happened during the time when Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise took place? After that, how Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar and them radiallahu anhum, they had their stable and they looked after the ship of Islam, and Islam started spreading far, far and wide. So all you will find in the Quran Sharif, what great khidmat service the Sahaba did. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, then Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu for 6 months. Then the Umayyad dynasty, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, almost 20 years he ruled the Ummah. So today, 25th, today what we said is 27th of Rabiul Awwal. So just take 25th of Rabiul Awwal, the year 41. So his Khilafat started. He became Amirul Mu'minin Khalifa. And then he ruled from 41 right up to 60 Rajab. He passed away, 22nd Rajab. So imagine almost 20 years rule. Everyone agreed that he, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, is the Khalifa Amirul Mu'mineen. So that is how we explained to them. Then Wednesday, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib, mashallah, arrived in South Africa after, you know, going to for Umrah, Pakistan, all that, came back Tuesday night. So Wednesday, mashallah, our programs continued in the morning, and then we have our bless of marriage, tafsir. Then Asr, I read the Khanka, and then I went to Zakaria. Hazrat was looking well, and he was happy. I came also. We had half an hour before Maghrib. So mashallah, we have nice tea, speak about Pakistan and so forth. Then Hazrat started teaching Sahih Muslim. That's what he's teaching now at night. And it has all to do with manaqib. Manaqib means the virtues, the merits, and the greatness of the beloved Sahaba. So Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, and you know, Hazrat Talha, Hazrat Zubair, and like that. So many Sahaba, and one to ajib waqiyas also. Then Hazrat explains it. I have my book and I make my own notes and so forth and so on. So very, very intense. And then mashallah, that before Isha also we have some time. So after Asr we drink green tea. And after, before Isha, then after Asr green tea, before Isha milk tea. So you see, variety is the spice of life, you know. So that's what they say. So nice for me, anyone, as long as I can learn something, alhamdulillah. So Allah Ta'ala reward all of them, Hazrat and all the students there. So make khidmat and so forth. So anyway, so then after Isha I come back home. Then I know it's 9 o'clock when I reach here, because I sit in the car and I just listen to the news, and then I have supper. By the time we start, it's 9:15. Some people phone, it's 10 o'clock. They ask, what you doing? I say, no, I'm having supper. So they wonder. I say, no, I go to Zakaria on Wednesday nights and so forth. So very good. Allah Ta'ala give all our asatiza and teachers siha, afia, those who passed away. Allah grant them all Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Never forget, Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah celebrated student. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah says, for 30 years before sleeping, continuously, every day, every night before sleeping, I would make dua for my ustad, Muhammad bin Idris al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah. Then I have to go and sleep. So that is how then Allah Ta'ala puts in their heart that the student here, he is a tilmizul wafi, a loyal student. So remember that. Everything comes from Almighty Allah. What can we do? Nothing we can do. Then Thursday, mashallah, we had our fiqh program, because Diwali and all that today, the people are celebrating, non-Muslims. So we had a nice program. Our brother Maulana Zahid, his wife gave birth, so he was busy with that. Allah Ta'ala make all the daughters, mashallah, salihat, khanitat, and so forth, pious, qurrata ayun. So our brother, I nearly said Maulana Suleiman Esop. Maybe his children will become Maulanas. So our brother Suleiman Esop, mashallah, so that he came and hosted the program, non-Muslim festivals. So there, mashallah, then what we did is that we, you know, discuss all this, Diwali, Christmas, New Year, Rosh Hashanah, all this, what is the background to it, Islamically, all this are haram. It's very, very strange, but true. I see messages flying around from Muslim politicians, you know, and from people who are doing welfare work and others and so forth, some shopkeepers, and they're sending Diwali messages to their Hindu clients and whatever. Islamically, you as a Muslim, all that totally haram, absolutely haram. Remember, Quran Sharif says you can't take non-Muslims as your friends. Hadith Mustafa, Surah 5, verse 51. Quran, that is Quran. Hadith Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man tashabba bi qawmin fa wa minhum." Whoever imitates a person, they become part and parcel of them. See Sayyidina Umar's fatwa. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, his fatwa in Bayhaqi. Ijtanibu a'ada Allahi fi idim. Stay far, far away. Ijtanibu. From the enemies of Allah, they're committing shirk and what they're doing in India and Palestine and all that. So, and the worst enemies of Muslims, Quran says, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودُ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies now and the future will be the Jutlas, the Jews, and the mushriks, idol worshippers, Hindus. We don't say every Hindu or every Yahudi, every Jew, but definitely we will say majority of them. And now we want to bootlick them. We want to curry favor with them and so forth. You don't get that. Remember, you have to show. See in the morning. I don't tell them. I say that this program is for you. You want to listen, you listen. So we must give them certain things which they don't have. There's a vacuum in their life. Then they'll come to us. Not you go and bootlick them and say that you sell our principles to please them. You see the Shair, the poet, what he said, that Haj ki Kaaba ki bhi, Haj ki Ganga ki bhi. This one person, he made Hajj of Baitullah. Then he went India. So, you know, in the olden days, they used to do that. So they go India, Pakistan, wherever. So they went to the Ganges River also. Razi rahe Rahman bhi, khush rahe Shaitan bhi. They want to please Allah, they want to please Satan, Lucifer, Iblis also. Allah Ta'ala definitely is not pleased. Allah Ta'ala's la'nat and curse comes on such people. And the Satan, Lucifer, Iblis, Shaitan, they're all very happy. So you can't adopt that policy. It's totally haram in Islam. So ijtanibu a'da Allahi fi eedihim. Stay far, far away from the enemies of Allah during their festivals, their celebrations and so forth. Whether it's Diwali, whether it's Christmas, whether it's New Year, whether it's Rosh Hashanah, the New Year of the Jutlas, they just celebrated now 1-2 weeks ago. So all this we must be very, very clear. We don't curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, any government. Then Allah will give us izzat and honor. Understand this lesson of Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah and Sirat Tayyibah, the life history of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So it's very, very bad what is happening now, South Africa, other parts of the world. And thereafter, we was did this Thursday in the afternoon, I went to our brother Bilal Panoli, mashallah. You know, Thursday we have appointment with him. So mashallah, the three brothers are there, Bilal. Not biological brothers, Indian brothers, all from India. So that is there. So today, lunchtime, I was telling my wife, I say that Winston Churchill, they call him Sir Winston Churchill, he will be turning in his grave. He said that these Indians, I don't like them. They breed like rabbits, he said, you know, and this type. But today the Indian is going to become the prime minister, it looks like they're of Britain. So I wonder what all these whiteys have to say and so forth. Not that he's sympathetic to Muslims, nay, very far from that. So remember that he's pro-India, pro-Israel. Any person who's pro-India, pro-Israel, nowadays an enemy of Islam, obviously. So you should know all these type of things. So the point I'm making, that was Thursday, then Friday, mashallah, that we had the translation of the khutbah, Sheikh, what's his name, Abdullah Awajwani. What a disappointing khutbah. Another bootlicker, traitor to Islam, praising the king, praising the crown prince and so forth, just to curry favor and so forth. He said that their constitution in Saudi Arabia is Quran Sharif and Sunnah. So I asked him 5 questions. They got their chamchas and spies. The message goes to them. So I told him that tell me this, to have bikini beaches there in Jeddah and all that, that is in the Quran, in the Sunnah. Wait, is in the Quran and Shukura Sunnah. That you're locking up all these ulama and senior people because they're speaking the truth, that is Quran and Sunnah. To have all these drivers coming there, Formula One, promoting gay business and lesbian and all that, is Islam and Quran and Sunnah, all that there. Then remember that all this Neom and all this musical shows you are having is all Islam and all these things here. So all this there, whatever he's doing, whole lot irtidad and murtad, therefore we call him MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan. Who's murdered the people? You know how many million? 400,000 people died in Yemen, and how many million? 16 million people on starvation. So whether it's 40,000 died or 400,000, even 4,000. Are you not responsible for that? Are you not responsible for Jamal Khashoggi's murder? So all does, remember. So it's just bootlicking, that's all it is. And right in front of the Kaaba, Allah Ta'ala says, if you are there by the Baytullah and the Haram Sharif, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِذُلْمٍ نُذِقُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Whosoever Remember that what he does, he just make intention of deviation and oppression, we will unleash a terrible, horrible punishment for him. So that is what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us. And what happens is this, that we see nowadays, that you must remember, they just want to curry favor with the rulers and so forth. Therefore the disgrace of this ummah. So after that, our brother Uwais came, the one who does our news and that, he's studying the adverts. So mashallah, he arranges, so Adhan is 1:20, and 1:30 the lecture starts. So we left about 12:30. So 1 o'clock or so, I was there, and there were about 10 students, 8 students or so. So I told them, come, start asking all your questions. So they started asking, mashallah. And then was, you know, the Adhan, and then Sunnahs, then 12:30, 12:31 I started. The topic was, because it's Rabiul Awwal, I told them, because it's 15 minutes, 16 minutes talk, we'll speak of Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the auspicious birth of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what happened, the Hijrah, and the migration of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the lessons to be learned, and Wafatun Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the demise of the Master, and the final message and legacy which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us, As-Salah, As-Salah. Guard your salat, and whether you're in Safar or Hadar, at home or you're traveling, and over whom you have authority, wife, children, students, staff. So everyone, we have to fulfill their rights, remember that. So hukukullah, hukuk ribad, and I announce I'm here for 1 hour still. Then the khutbah and the salat, mashallah, one of the youngsters, they arranged asa, a walking stick they brought, you know. So I said, alhamdulillah, that also, because I'm tall, and now I need something as a support, you know, otherwise I'll fall down. So this type of things. So when I deliver khutbah, then I must have stick, otherwise dangerous for me. So I told them last time, they brought that broomstick, we just turned it upside down, you know, and we used it. So now they got this, mashallah, Allah reward them. And then after the salat, all that, then I remember it was about 2:15, we started with the Q&A. By the time I stood up, there was 4:10, you know, and wonderful Q&A. And many, I see, African students, Muslim students from Africa, some are from Nigeria, some are from Somalia, some are from Zambia, Zimbabwe, various countries, mashallah, and serious students you can make out. So they were asking, and the South Africans were there. So Allah Ta'ala reward them. One incident I want to share with you. One student in private, obviously, just told me, he say, you see, that, you know, I propose for this girl, but the father said no, that we can't give you now, she must finish her course, and then we can think of marriage. So now they're studying together, then what happens? So they start eloping, start sleeping. 3 times she already went for abortion, you see. So that's why Quran is teaching us, Azaniya to Azani, Fajlidu kulla wahidi minhuma miyata jalda. You must give them 100 lashes each, in public, Quran says. Wala ta'khudhkum bima ra'fa. Don't show them mercy and compassion. So Islam is there for the benefit, welfare of humanity. Make few people samples, examples, and the remainder then you will find. The Western decadent satanic system is what? Give everybody chance. They can park anywhere. Park front, park back, park here, park there. Same gender, different gender. Go to animals also. Some Western countries allow that already. They're allowing bestiality. Go, they're allowing incest, some of them. So all the satanic activities, where will it end? We must remember this. Therefore, I'm very clear on this issue. I told them there also. So you must remember, it's not permissible for our daughters, sisters to be going to such type of universities. You want to study? Study via correspondence. You definitely will lose either your iman, your faith, Islam, or your virginity, or your haya, your shame, modesty. Yes, it is. Yeah. So, and it's across the world today if you look at it. So the environment there is a toxic environment. It will remove your haya, shame and modesty. 90% of the time, we don't make laws for 1%, 2%, 5%. You make laws for majority. So that's why you have laws, rules and regulations. We should be very clear on this issue. Yeah? People like, don't like, is their business. We have to speak the truth without carrying favor, without fear and favor. Then by the time we left, there was 4 o'clock, it's peak traffic time. By the time I came, it was 5 o'clock, my boy, she had the acne, got up past 5 and that, and I was feeling so sleepy. So then I ate, then I had to go for Asr and so forth. So then I was exhausted. But anyway, Allah Ta'ala accepted. And therefore, I like to go to these kind of places, you know. Anybody wants, we have program. I got no problem that we go there. Then we have the program. You want Q&A, we give you Q&A. And everything free of charge. You don't have to pay for anything and all that. So Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Allah Jalla Wala accepted. Then, mashallah, Saturday was more resting day because I remember the way I slept, I was so exhausted and so. So, mashallah, so that also finished. Thursday night, I started again. My students, you know, that they're coming again and they say, please teach us once a week at least. So, Thursday night. But I know it won't last because now, like, for example, next week I won't be here. Next week, Thursday, we got Limpopo. So, I told them, see, the weeks I'm here, I'll teach you all, but the week I'm not here, I have to go here. They can't help it. So they say, no, it's fine, whatever it is. So mashallah, we're teaching them also. So with Allah's help, Allah Ta'ala kabul for my Allah accepted and so forth. All professional doctors and, you know, accountant or whatever and so forth, businessman, teacher, whatever. So Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And that is now Friday, then that was finished. Saturday, mashallah. So it's like my rest day, family time, you know. But I can't sit still. So I try and clear everything up, all the emails, all the WhatsApp, all the messages and everything, then I know I can relax properly. So that was now Saturday. And then Sunday, mashallah, so some visitors also came Saturday and so forth. Then nevertheless, then Sunday was our first, Sunday's hectic day. So then our Fajr also changed, mashallah, to 10 to 5 here by us. And then we go after Fajr, you know, feed the birds and then go have breakfast. And then we get ready to go to Zakaria. So I was there about 6:30 or so. So I see big crowd there, very big crowd came, mashallah. Students came from Heidelberg, from Benoni, and where. So, you know, after a long time, Hazrat Majlis and so forth. So, mashallah, so we had the majlis there, Qari Muhsin read, and then I spoke about the events of Rabi'ul Awwal, and thereafter was Maulana Burhan, mashallah, spoke about the akhlaq and character of Nabi alayhi salam, Qari Rafiqa Durrani read. Then Hazrat spoke about, you understood, who is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the rank and the message of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wonderful. And thereafter, we go upstairs after the dua, and that's another 1 hour. So by the time I left there was around 10:20 or so, and then I came back, and then I have to sleep for 1 hour before the Q&A. And Zohar Salat and wonderful Q&A yesterday with Maulana Khalid Yaqub. Ameen. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.